Our experience of life can lead us to be risk averse, to stick to our routine, and to avoid new experiences. But what if you said yes to everything? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello my friend, I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean, and if you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon. The link is in the description. There's lots of exclusive content. Please do check it out. Comedian Danny Williams, a self-proclaimed pessimist, found himself stuck in a rut, always saying no to new experiences and opportunities. But one fateful day, his life took a drastic turn when he encountered a stranger on a bus who encouraged him to say yes more often. Inspired by this encounter, Danny took a radical decision to embrace life's surprises and utter a resounding yes to everything that came his way. As Danny's experiment unfolded, he quickly discovered that saying yes opened the floodgates to a multitude of absurd situations, from joining a Korean cult to becoming an assistant to a famous Hollywood actor. Danny found himself thrust into a whirlwind of unexpected events. One particularly memorable moment was when he attended a rock concert, only to find himself roped into playing guitar on stage alongside the band. Despite his lack of musical talent, Danny strummed away, delighting the audience and himself with his sheer enthusiasm and willingness to dive headfirst into the unknown. Throughout his journey, which is chronicled in the book Yes Man, which I would recommend, Danny discovered that saying yes not only led to funny moments, but also fostered personal growth and unexpected connections. He encountered individuals from diverse backgrounds, each with their own unique stories to share. By saying yes, he forged new friendships, broadened his perspectives, and learned valuable lessons about the power of embracing life's unpredictability. As Danny's experiment progressed, he realized that saying yes was not just about the laughs and absurdity, it was about breaking free from self-imposed limitations, challenging his fears, and finding a deeper sense of fulfillment. By shedding his pessimistic outlook, Danny opened himself up to a world of possibilities, uncovering his hidden talents and embracing the richness of the human condition. And this week's episode is also inspired by Tara Brach's book, Radical Acceptance. In it, she talks about the power of saying yes to our experiences, yes to our emotions, yes to life, yes to everything. That doesn't mean that we necessarily get into all of the hijinks that Danny does, but we can approach life in a more accepting way, not saying that everything is great, in fact, not judging it at all, but instead accepting it just as it is. Tara recommends quietly saying yes to our experience as it's happening, and I'm saying yes right now to recording this podcast. So how do we do this? There's several aspects of the practice we can apply. Of course, mindfulness itself is at the heart of saying yes. By bringing our attention to the present moment without judgment, we create the space for acceptance to arise naturally. Notice the sensations in your body, the thoughts passing through your mind, and the emotions that arise. As you observe, practice saying yes to them, allowing them to be just as they are, without needing to change or resist them. Saying yes also means embracing the imperfections of life, including our own. Often we strive for perfection or compare ourselves to others, and that leads to self-judgment and dissatisfaction. By saying yes to our imperfections, we cultivate self-compassion and open ourselves to growth and learning. Remember, it's through imperfection that we discover our true beauty and authenticity. Saying yes requires letting go of the need to control every aspect of our lives. We can easily get caught up in trying to dictate outcomes, and that leads us to be stressed out and frustrated. Instead, practice saying yes to the flow of life, trusting that things will unfold just as they're meant to. By relinquishing control, we allow space for unexpected opportunities, just like Danny did. Saying yes means embracing vulnerability, stepping outside of our comfort zones. It's in these moments of vulnerability that we expand our horizons. When opportunities arise that make you feel hesitant or uncertain, challenge yourself to say yes, knowing that self-discovery often lies on the other side of fear. Saying yes fosters a sense of gratitude for the present moment and the experiences life offers. Even in challenging situations, there's always something to be grateful for, a lesson learned, a connection made, an opportunity for growth. Cultivate a gratitude practice by consciously acknowledging and appreciating the blessings that arise in your life, big and small. By integrating these practices into our lives, we can experience the transformative power of saying yes. It allows us to fully engage with the richness of life, to connect deeply with ourselves and other people, and find beauty in the ordinary moments that go unnoticed. Saying yes invites us to be active participants in our own lives, embracing the adventure that unfolds before us. And this is something that I want to do more. I'm not going to be jumping out of an airplane on a surfboard anytime soon, but I would like to be more open to people I don't know, more open to new places and new situations. How about this week? You and I, my friend, we're going to say yes and observe what happens with playful curiosity. Let's start that right now by saying yes to getting in a comfortable sitting position and saying yes to enjoying our current experience with a guided meditation. I'll begin, as usual, with three sounds of the bell and a settling in introduction. And we're going to start, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just sitting with each thought for a moment. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. Could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just spending a little time with each thought as it arises, saying yes to that thought without agreeing or disagreeing with it. Just acknowledging it. Allowing it to leave. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm, saying yes to your in-breath, and saying yes to your out-breath. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I say yes to my breath. Breathing out, I enjoy my breath. Saying yes, enjoying breath. Breathing in, I say yes to my sitting. Breathing out, I enjoy my sitting. Saying yes, enjoying sitting. breathing in, I say yes to what I'm experiencing in my body. Breathing out, I enjoy my body. Saying yes, enjoying body. Breathing in, I say yes to the thoughts in my mind, even the difficult ones. Breathing out, I enjoy the state of my mind. Saying yes to thoughts, enjoying state of mind. Breathing in, I say yes to what I'm feeling, even difficult feelings. Breathing out, I'm fully present with what I'm feeling. Saying yes to feelings. Fully present with feelings. Breathing in, I say yes to the universe. Breathing out, I enjoy interbeing with the universe. Saying yes to the universe, interbeing with the universe. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment to notice any changes in your body, Any areas of relaxation? Any areas of discomfort? Just stretching those if you need to, giving the body what it needs. And noticing any changes in your mind. If you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, I would ask you to consider saying yes to sharing the podcast with other people that you know. If there's someone that you know that would benefit from today's episode, then please do tell them about it. It's the main way that the podcast reaches new people, and I know that people are doing that, and I'm hugely grateful. So thank you. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.